have, there's some sound issues. Tav, perhaps you start.
Yes, we're reading from the Passover booklet, page 211, the article, what is the children of Israel and Ishmael did not want to receive the Torah and the work. We know that the Torah speaks only about people, about the souls of people. And therefore, when it divides these types of souls to Esau and Ishmael, all the nations of the world, these are all different parts of Adam HaRishon, where these different parts exist. And then it's interesting why these parts yes and those parts no. Is there sort of racism here? What is it talking about? Let's see. Let's see what the Rabash wants to tell us here. Please.
Right, so the Passover booklet, what is the children of Esav and Ishmael did not want to receive the Torah in the work? This is on page 183 in the booklet. This is as I heard from Bala Sulam, who said about what is written regarding Abraham, quote, and he said unto him, I am the Lord to give you this land to inherit it. And he said, how will I know that I will inherit it? And the Lord said unto Abraham, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and they will be enslaved and tormented 400 years, and afterward they will come out with many possessions, end quote. And he asked about the answer that the Creator gave him, how will I know that the people of Israel will be in exile in Egypt? Meaning that this is the guarantee by which Abraham could know that after this act of being in a land that is not theirs, from this Abraham knew for certain that they would inherit the land. He asked, what is the answer? Meaning that Abraham understood that this was the right answer.
That Abraham asked if all of his students, that he's taking them out of Babylon, he wants to bring them out of Babylon, meaning out of the desire to receive that's in Babylon, and he'll raise them to a spiritual degree. And instead of this, the Creator is telling him, don't worry. I promise you that they will be in slavery towards Pharaoh in Egypt. So what's happening here? It's as if I come to a certain teacher in the wisdom of Kabbalah to learn how to rise to higher degrees of the Creator, and he tells me, don't worry, within a year, he'll be such a thug, a bigger thug than all the other ones in the world. How can I be happy from this? The Creator is telling me something like this about my son. It's a very complex question. Yes?
As we see, Abraham could argue with the Creator in Sodom, where Abraham asked, perhaps, each time. But here, it is implied that he understood that this was the right answer and asked no further.
Meaning Abraham, a lot of times it's written in the Torah that he's arguing with the Creator, maybe not like this or like that, maybe less or more. But here, when he heard that his students, his children, as if instead of them rising to spirituality, they will lower even further into corporeality to Pharaoh, to such thoughts, to such desires, that truly there's nothing worse than this. He was happy. And he quieted down. And he knew then for sure that he can be certain that they will reach spirituality. because the Creator promises that they will be with Pharaoh.
And he said that the answer was to the question that Abraham asked. This is perplexing. There is a question about Abraham, of whom it is written, quote, and he believed in the Lord, end quote. So why did he suddenly ask such a question as, how will I know that I will inherit it? He said that Abraham saw what inheritance the Creator wanted to give him, namely the inheritance of the land. And the whole purpose of creation is included in this land. But since there is a rule that there is no light without a vessel, a kli, meaning no filling without a lack, he therefore asked, how is it possible that they would inherit the land when they have no need for it?
Meaning, if the goal is to reach spirituality, which is above corporeality, despite all the different corporeal desires, then where would they take this? Where do we take this? All sorts of corporeal lusts, food, sex, family, money, honor, power that are in front of us. We're as if addicted to them. And then comes some kind of spiritual desire, and it needs to be the biggest desire than all the desires in this world, that I'll run after it, and I'll invest all of the forces in my life in order to realize it. I don't have such a thing. Where will I take such a deficiency for spirituality? Then the Creator promises to Abraham they will receive this great deficiency for spirituality from being with Pharaoh in slavery to the desire to receive. Let's see onwards.
As soon as they would receive some spiritual illumination, they will be satisfied and serve the Creator with gladness and will not worry about anything, since they do not need anything more. Thus, they will have no need to inherit this land, which is the purpose of creation. Therefore, the question was, that he did not see that they would have any need, and without a need, nothing is given, especially something as serious as the inheritance of the land.
Meaning, how can it be that with such a small desire for spirituality that we have, that we're going years in order to acquire the desire to receive, in order to bestow and to rise above all the desires of this world? I don't see that it's possible. Where will we renew the desire to receive all the time? Where will we warm ourselves up more and more to be aimed only at one goal all the time? Yes?
To this the Creator replied, quote, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, end quote. Eretz, the word land, means ratzon, or desire. That is, they will be under the rule of the will to receive, which does not belong to the people of Israel, but to Egypt. And this is called a land that is not theirs. And they will be tormented 400 years. 4 is a complete degree, which the 4 b'chinot, or discernments of Havaya, which are from Bina, who is regarded as vessels of bestowal. It follows that tormented means that the Egyptians did not let them work with vessels of bestowal. Quote, they will be enslaved and tormented, end quote. In what? In 400 years, meaning in the Sefirot of Bina.
Meaning Malchut, which is our will to receive, needs to receive an addition, an addition of the qualities of Bina, of the qualities of bestowal. And then, in this way, they can work together. Malchut, the desire to receive, with Bina, the desire to bestow, or then they're able to advance through Egypt to the exit of Egypt and to attain all of the upper worlds.
It is known from the book of Sefirot that Malchut is called units, Zerampin is tens, and Bina is hundreds. This is the meaning of 400, that they were not permitted to work. When they prevailed and worked in the quality of Bina, which are vessels of bestowal, they had a big war with the Egyptians. It follows that Egypt enslaved Israel when the people of Israel worked in a manner of bestowal. And then they felt that they were in exile. But when we do not work with vessels of bestowal, we do not know that the Egyptians resist this work.
Meaning that they need, each and every person needs to feel as much as he's within the desire to receive, and how much this desire to receive is his enemy, as much as he grips onto him and stops him from advancing, spiritually, to belong to a higher level, to a higher force, but rather it puts him into all this garbage of this world. And in this way, a person needs to feel it as his enemy. And only on the condition that he attains the hatred to the desire to receive, then in this way, he will have the strength to run away from Egypt, from this great desire to receive, and to reach in order to bestow to the land of Israel.
This is the meaning of what he says, quote, "And the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried out, and their cry went up to God from the work," end quote. By asking for help, they had to be given new lights each time. And he says in the Zohar that the help that is given from above is regarded as a holy soul. And by this, the people of Israel will need the great lights, because otherwise they cannot emerge from the control of the Egyptians.
Yes.
It follows that the Creator's reply was that He would give them the need to ask for help, which is that each time He will show them more of the bad, so they will constantly need to ask for greater help. By this, the light of the purpose of creation will be revealed to them. This is called this land to inherit it. It follows that had they received from above the desire to bestow when they asked for it, they would have been content and would have no need to inherit the land. But since He gave them the will to receive and not the will to bestow, they received a need for the Creator's help, by which it became certain that they would not be satisfied, but would receive the inheritance of the land.
Meaning, basically, we don't lack anything except the deficiency. Besides the deficiency towards bestowal to the land of Israel, to the connection with the Creator, besides this, we don't need anything. And this is what we receive when we reveal some kind of a control of the desire to receive, this egoistic, stinking desire that does not let us to develop. It shows us where we are in.
It follows that specifically by being in a lowly state, it caused them to receive the great lights. This explains why they wanted the desire to bestow. They were given, when they wanted the desire to bestow, they were given a desire to receive, meaning that the will to receive grows where the lower ones should have received the desire to bestow when they asked for it. Hence, a person cannot say that he sees that his prayer is not heard above. And the evidence of this is that he is not given the desire to bestow. Instead, he must know that his prayer is being considered. And the evidence of this is that he is given an answer from above by being given what is good for him now, since now he will have a need for wholeness.
Meaning that the main thing is that we'll feel the lowliness of our state as much as we're in a horrible state, a stinking state that's not a good state, and we'll want to come out of it. And then we'll be able to ask, and the Creator will be able to help. Meaning all of our work is only to reveal the bad that's in our state. Questions? Okay, we have Haifa. Haifa.
Good evening. Can it be said that the situation we feel today with the coronavirus is intended for us, for Bnei Baruch, for the head, for those who understand the situation, while the rest of humanity suffers without knowing why?
No such thing. The calculation is with everyone. All of humanity suffering, and we, only each one suffers to a certain extent that he's able to connect everything that's happening to him with the goal of creation. And then he understands what it's intended for. Haifa Virtual Group 3.
Rav, what is this serious matter called inheriting the land?
Inheritance of the land. Land is called a desire. Our desire is egoistic. And when we, above this egoistic desire, we bring the intention to bestow, then we have a desire to receive in order to bestow. This means that instead of the land, we're building the land of Israel, which is called Yeshar Kel. This is called inheriting the land. Baltia 1.
Хисарон, который нам нужен, единственный хисарон, приходит вместе с трепетом.
The only lack that we need, does it come together with Yira, with spiritual fear?
Yes and no. Yes, when we need it, we'll receive it. Onwards. Brazil.
יש לנו תרגום?
Do we have translation?
Yes.
No, Brazil, please.
Brazil, please.
לא.
Can't hear him.
לא שומעים ולא...
We don't hear them. Nope.
בסדר.
Okay.
יש לנו את אסיה.
In which case, we have Asia.
Asia.
If we do our work correctly, do we receive more evil from the Creator?
Vadai.
Of course. As much as you want. You need to receive all of the evil that comes to you from the root of your soul in order for you to correct it and reach to the corrected root of your soul. What did you think? That you already have all of the evil that you need? This is only the beginning. You need to receive more and more and more. All that is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. And in this way, you'll advance.
New York 4. The question is, there some middle state? Because we arrive at a feeling of emptiness that we understand how disgusting the ego is, but the prayer isn't a complete prayer yet, so that the Creator answers it. So we're in this place where we feel we can't move at all. We feel no power. Is there some middle middle state, and what happens in that middle state?
I don't understand. What middle state are you talking about?
Okay. I feel bad when I feel bad or lowly.
Yes.
And the prayer is not complete.
Okay.
So where am I then? Where are we? Between the emptiness and the...
I understand, but you still didn't reach a state that you can tolerate the evil. Meaning you're still within Egypt, but you agree with this life. You agree. Well, translate for him, please. Are they translating or not?
Seth? Brightman?
Yes, Targum Akshav.
Ah, Yofi.
Okay, great.
There is
so
translation.
We need to continue as much as possible to come out of Egypt, and then we'll feel how much Egypt is holding us, how much our ego is holding us, and then we want to come out of it. And then he's holding us. We want to come out and he's holding us until we reach a state where we cry out that the Creator will save us. And this can be only on the condition that we really reach the complete end of the effort, and then we come out. Otherwise, no.
It feels like the problem is that the more we go into that, it feels like we have less power.
Correct. Great. That's how it needs to be. That you will ask for the strength from the group and through the group to the Creator, that you will be able to build the system. You, the group, the Creator. And to receive from the Creator through the group these forces.
I have a fear that I'm not going to be able to ask correctly because the I'm just in a dark cloud or something.
Don't be afraid. It's like a baby. When he cries out, the mother knows why he's crying. He doesn't explain to her why he's crying. She knows. Also, the Creator knows because he's inviting this cry out within you. And then when you cry, it's enough for him. The main thing is that you'll feel the need.
Baltia 1.
Microphone, Emil.
Emil, microphone.
Okay, the microphone's not working for him. Rehovot VG. Rehovot VG.
Is there a clear method for the work of the body together with the head? The majority of the work is in the head, right?
Yes.
United VG.
Yes, United VG.
United Virtual Group.
United Virtual Group.
United Virtual Group.
United Virtual Group. Disconnect the speakers.
Let's
We don't hear anything. Okay. Okay. Turn them off. That's it. Turn them off. I'm not ready. With such carelessness, I'm not willing to work with it. Whoever doesn't turn off the speakers and doesn't know how to set up his microphone correctly, for them not to ask anymore. Very simple. Until everybody will be heard properly. Petach Tikva 32.
When a person enters the path, there's a feeling of being full of energy and desire. The light is shining. Then he begins to find how he really doesn't want this whole thing. Is that the stage called the entrance into the exile in Egypt?
Relatively, yes. Exile in Egypt, there's 7 years of hunger and satiation. There's all sorts of states. Basically, the moment the person reaches a descent in his work, this is called that he's already relatively in the exile in Egypt. Yes. Put down the question. Okay. Great. In which case, we'll go to the next stage, which is 254. This is letter number 3.
עמוד 254, טור א', פסקה שלישית מלמעלה, שלוש שורות.
This is the third paragraph.
ממה מתחיל פסקה?
ואת הדברים הללו, תבין.
What does the paragraph start with?
למטה, הפסוק שמתחיל על הפסוק.
אז אנחנו קוראים
באיגרת
ג' Okay, so we're starting from you should understand these matters from you should understand these matters with what I said yesterday the third אנוכי ירד עמך מצרימה ואנוכי concerning the verse
וכמו כן הפסוק ויומר כי אני אהיה עמך.
Concerning the verse, I'll go down to Egypt with you and also bring you up, as well as the verse, and he said, for Ekie, I will be with you, and this shall be a sign unto you that Anoki have sent you, when I shall bring the people out of Egypt, and you shall worship God on this har, this mountain. What is the connection between Ekie, I will, Anoki, I am, and the har, mountain? In the book Letters of Rabbi Akiva, it is written, Ekie Asher Ekie, I will be what I will be, said the Creator. I have created the world with the quality of goodness. With the quality of goodness, I lead it, and with the quality of goodness, I will make it new. Another thing, Ekie Asher Ekie, said the Creator. With the quality of faith, I have created the world. With the quality of faith, I guide it, and with the quality of faith, I will make it new. We should understand the meaning of the verse, I will be what I will be, Ekie Asher Ekie. With respect to the quality of goodness and the quality of faith, our sages interpreted the verse, Ekie Asher Ekie, to mean, I will be in this trouble, for I will be with them in their enslavement to the other kingdoms.
All right, that doesn't matter so much. Let's start from here. To understand this,
to understand the above, we need to know that when a person begins to observe Torah and mitzvot on the line of Lishma, he feels that he is in trouble called Egypt. Meaning that the king of Egypt constantly asks, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? This is when the labors of the mind arrive, when his thoughts begin with zivugim da'ka'a, that batter his mind. At times, one thinks that all these foreign thoughts are only spies who come to see the nakedness of the land, meaning to look through the chimneys and not more. And there is no connection between these thoughts and the work of the Creator. Other times, one thinks, we are honest, the sons of one Father, namely that all our thoughts are only to cling to the one Creator, and we are strengthened and prevail over all the thoughts of who is the Lord that I should obey His voice, and what is this work for you, which is called the exile in Egypt. The matter of Ekye is the state of from you onward, which is the state of above reason. This time is called, I will go down to Egypt with you, for I am the Lord your God, which is the burden of faith, regarded for him as having descended by the exile in Egypt. When we want to calm the body and make for it promises of reward in the form of the will to receive, we tell it, and I will also bring you up, meaning that afterwards you will also remain in the state of Anoki, I am, or selfish, which is the state of faith. And this is Asher Ekiye, what I will be. Meaning afterwards, too, he will remain in the state of Ekiye, meaning that even when you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Har, mountain, comes from the word Hirurim, reflections, namely that afterwards, too, he will be built on the foundation of the mountain, which is as mountains hanging by a thread.
All right. We can't do this letter now. It's a very difficult one for the students who have difficulty understanding the actual wording of it. Well, there's nothing much to learn here. Let's go to excerpts regarding the structure, the building of the future society.
Maybe let's hear a song beforehand. Let your heart listen, shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Love is around, the deepest ocean, together we're drawn in, I won't let go, it feels so good. To be a part of you. This is what their life should be.
only this moment when we are together,
together as one.